Hello. Welcome to another episode of Everyday English Idioms with Eloquence. I hope you and your families are all still safe and well. Today's idiom is really useful when we're speaking about trying to start a conversation with somebody or make a connection with somebody. Skilled communicators are adept at breaking the ice, and it's an essential skill for interviewers, salespeople, and those who lead or speak at meetings or conferences. To break the ice is to do or say something to make other people feel more relaxed or more comfortable. We break the ice with people we don't know when we want to make a situation less awkward. It can help people be more willing to speak, remove feelings of nervousness, and lighten a formal atmosphere. Interestingly, this idiom has been used for hundreds of years, and it's believed to be derived from the notion of breaking the ice at sea to allow other ships to follow the ice-breaking ship. There is a widespread belief that English people always start a conversation by talking about the weather. Some social anthropologists refer to this as being an icebreaker. And I tend to agree with them. I know that I frequently refer to the weather when starting a conversation with a cashier in a shop, or perhaps if I pass another person walking on the beach or in the forest. Here are some examples of how we can use this idiom. Tom's so good at breaking the ice with nervous job candidates. I'm due to give a speech at the next annual conference. I need to think of an icebreaker to start my speech with. It's useful to start training sessions with an icebreaker to help people relax and communicate with each other. We need to find a way to break the ice with Company X so that we can start a dialogue with them and pitch for their business. To pitch for business is to try and secure a sales contract. He was really nervous about meeting my father, but thankfully Dad made a joke, which broke the ice and everybody relaxed. Joe broke the ice with a number of potential clients at the exhibition, so we need to follow up with those clients and try and win some new contracts. So there we are. Like many of our other idioms, we can change the tense. So we can use the word broken or broke, or we can use it in the present or future tenses. We can also convert it to the noun, icebreaker. Hopefully, this will be a useful addition to your English vocabulary. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Stay safe and stay positive.